Joining us at this time here on 1400 KJFF, we're talking with Jennifer Lauer. She is the Drew's Low Vision Coordinator. She's going to tell us about this new situation that has come to Jefferson County to help blind and the sight impaired, if you will, visually impaired. And it is something that has come about recently. And Jennifer, thanks for talking to us today.
Thank you.
What exactly is going on, and what Jefferson County residents now have the availability to get help with?
So we were awarded through the Jefferson Foundation a grant that allowed us to hire an occupational therapy assistant to provide occupational therapy services to the residents of Jefferson County. So for residents that are not able to make it up to our Brentwood location to see the low vision optometrist and receive outpatient occupational therapy there, Michelle Harrell is our occupational therapy assistant, and she can go into the home and through telehealth services have one of the OTs here be able to do a comprehensive occupational therapy evaluation, and then Michelle can provide services in the home to help them with whatever issues and concerns they're having due to their vision loss.
Now, this is available because of a grant from the Jefferson Memorial Foundation, which, of course, helps out in a lot of different entities in the field of health and things of that nature, different providers and so on. Obviously, it's a lot of people know about this in the area. And so this is just a nice little grant from them to make these services available.
Correct. We were able to get Michelle on board in March, and she started seeing clients in their home beginning in April. She's continuing to carry a caseload based on their need, anywhere from 1 to 5 visits in their home to address what issues they're having. And so we're hoping that through this foundation, we can continue to provide services to residents that are not able to make it up to the St. Louis area.
Now, obviously, the best bit of information to pass out to the listeners are those that need these services. What is the best way for them to get into contact and set some things up and basically get the ball rolling?
Yes. So if somebody would like to get more information about our services and resources that are available, the best way is to call our main number, which is 314-968-9000, and speak with one of our social workers. And the social workers can do an intake to identify the needs and concerns. Also, we are able then to get medical records to see what further needs they may have. And kind of then they put in the referrals for either the occupational therapy or to the Drew's Low Vision Clinic if they want to see one of our low vision optometrists.
How long will these services continue, for the foreseeable future or at least for the calendar year?
At least for the calendar year, but we are really hopeful that we'll be able to provide the services ongoing.
Is there anything that the people that want to inquire to get this kind of help, anything that they have to know ahead of time, anything that they have to have available in order to take advantage of this program?
Nope. They can just call and speak with one of our social workers, and they'll walk them through the process. We even have one of the social workers that, if they're unable to complete the forms due to their vision, can make a home visit to help them complete any of the necessary forms that we need.
Okay. Anything else you want to pass along at this time, Jennifer?
No, we're just really excited to be able to help the residents of Jefferson County get the resources and benefit from the services that they may not have been able to benefit from.
All right, great. Well, thank you for the information. And, I hope this a lot of people will take advantage of this new program and this new opportunity. And we thank you again for the time.
Thank you.
Jennifer Lauer, she is the Drew's Low Vision Coordinator, as she is joining us today, the St. Louis Society for the Blind and Visually Impaired, joining us here this morning on 1400 KJFF.